May 19th. I got up for the religious service at midnight. After arriving in church, and after a humble and very confident prayer in spirit, I was suddenly enlightened and wholly consumed by the three thoughts that had occupied me throughout this entire holy day, and which continued to remain deeply rooted in my heart. O God, for your glory and my eternal benefit, may I find mercy in you. 1. In order to begin a new and truly Christian life, and to persevere in it, before God and people, I need to abandon all mental reservations deriving from my self-love and my own wantonness, all hidden preoccupation, which I would be ashamed to admit, and which up to now I have admitted to practically no one, only hinting at it to my brothers. To have nothing troubling, impure, doubtful, and suspicious, disturbing and confused in my thoughts and feelings. And so, no need to unravel, clarify, and cleanse all my plans, tendencies, or feelings. And that by way of prayer, humility, mortification, and most pure love, as well as by the most perfect fulfillment of the resolutions I have made, receiving thereby the graces of the Holy Spirit. Reveal and root out all of the bad habits and evil affections, which are the cause of this internal confusion and trouble. This in order that I may desire to be united with God, and work most resolutely with my whole soul towards introducing unity and complete harmony within myself, so that the light of the Spirit might disperse all the darkness of my thoughts, inflame all the cold areas of my heart, and strengthen me in the face of all my weaknesses and bad habits. Holy Spirit, enlighten me. Holy Spirit, strengthen me. Holy Spirit, light a fire within me, and envelop me completely with your most perfect love. What kind of thoughts, what affections, what habits create this disunity, etc., within me? Impurity? Purification. Illumination. 2. A good Catholic listens to the Pope, even in non-dogmatic matters, and even if the command was not what it should be. Nothing should be done contrary to this command until it is recalled, or unless one has special permission. Contrary to this truth, dispositions and intentions created a disturbance within me, keeping me from humbly submitting to the Church, and achieving a complete religious spirit. As a result, the first thing that I need to do before undertaking any definite actions, arrangements, or making a public pronouncement, is to clarify my own thoughts in this regard and make sure. Write to Rome for a decision, either from the Holy Father or from a person who understands such affairs and has authority. 3. Pray to God every day, that mine may be a pure offering consecrated to God and in union with God, that he may introduce an ever more perfect unity and harmony within me, and therefore work resolutely and seriously on every day so as to spend it in a holy way. 4. Toward evening of this Sunday, my whole being was intensely moved by a thought and an inner voice to begin a life in the Spirit without delay. And so, new reasons why, trusting in God, this retreat, like the first one, will be very decisive for me.